Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Would you rather become the opposite gender or never have sex again?
Opposite gender.
Yeah. You would become the opposite gender.
Yeah.
And then are you going to be still interested in ladies?
Don't know. We're going to find out.
Oh.
Hey, I'm the opposite gender now, man.
No, I'm a chick now.
Yeah, you're a girl.
I'm going out for drinks.
Wasn't that a Broadway song?
I'm a chick now. Yeah. So would you date other women or would you date men?
No, I mean, I'd date dudes.
You would date dudes.
Well, I'm a chick now.
I understand that.
I'm a chick now, man.
But, I mean, no matter what sex you are, you can, you know, date whatever sex
I know,
you want.
But as a female, I do not know what I'd be into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I know what you're into now. I don't think your mind's going to change.
But I don't know. I think my mind would change.
Really?
In my experience, yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah, the dudes in this room would know how to sling it if we changed genders, man.
Well, I mean...
Ted shows up, just cracks me up. What's up, fellas?
Okay, like, look, everybody, Mike, when it comes to this, okay?
Okay.
I know I'm going to be good at this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be good at this.
You're going to find out,
but
brother.
But you know what to do, Miles. You know what is good.
You know how to work it, man.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm going to spit on my
tires. I've never kicked the tires.
I'm going to hug, too.
I've never kicked the tires. I don't know.
Yes, you have. You were the tires.
I mean, I watched it.
You were the tires.
Look, man.
You know what that feels like.
I watch pro golf. I can't play like that. You know what I mean? Like, I watch pro tennis. There's a reason I'm not out there. I watch porn. There's a reason I'm not in them. You know?
Well, but I'm just saying, as a straight dude, I would imagine if I'm a chick, I'm still straight. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to hook up with dudes.
Yeah. I mean,
what would be your type, do you think?
Well, I have a lot of friends that we could really, we could make it work now.
Hot barrel chested blondes.
All right. So you and Sean are going to go at it.
Why not?
Is he your first guy you're going to kick the tires?
Yeah.
With?
Watch football.
Does he know or
beer?
Do you tell him later?
I don't know. There's
what
you
if
know?
You were just, what if you were disappointed in his sexual prowess? In other words, what if he was the worst lay you ever had? Are you still going to be friends with him?
I mean, I wouldn't wife anybody up right away. I'd have some fun.
Okay. All right.
I'd be throwing it around the local place.
Are you taking the other gender?
I mean, I guess you have to, but you can still take care of yourself. I mean, you're just not having sex.
Still, what are you thinking about when you take care of yourself? I'm not picturing me taking care of myself when I'm taking care of myself.
So yeah.
I'm picturing what that.
So you're gonna go out with dudes.
Now I'm gonna be a chick. We'll find out. I might swing both ways, brother. The world is not my oyster.
Would you try to find like a sugar daddy?
Sure.
I mean, if you could date, would you go younger? Would you go older? What kind of man would you go out with?
I don't know. I got to turn to a woman first. Then I'll tell you, Blake Miles, I'll tell you what. You look good in that yellow shirt.
Okay. This is a men's room IPA shirt, by the way, from Black Raven Brewing.
That's true.
I'm going to wear this tonight.
Not you looking good.
Hope I get a free drink. Yes.
Yeah.
Since, by the way, our company's having a party officially right now, once again, we are not invited because they throw a party every single time we are on the air. On purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They do this to us.
Yes, they do.
Somebody here says, have fun with the periods. Thank you.
I'll wash it down with free drinks.
Hey, there you go.
All I'm doing is, you know, just taking a heating pad to work.
I wonder, too, would, like, things really change?
I don't know. I mean, I can only model on my wife. So I think I come home from work and be like, hey, man, for the first time in a long time, I heard what everyone had to say at work. Well, I actually listened to each person, and I remembered, and I cared. Not only that, I'm going to share all of the information
I was
going to
say, would your 30-second normal story...
With you.
Would your normal 30-second story take 5 minutes?
That's my guess.
Would you change everything?
You know what? I do remember every nuance of the day.
Would
every
you blow
moment.
Your nose and leave the Kleenex on the coffee
Absolutely.
Table? Okay. Would you leave all the cabinet and doors open?
Of course.
Would you do a load of laundry and not put the wash into the dryer?
No.
All right. Okay, so that's
no,
the line.
I'm on top of that.
That's the line you cross.
Yeah.
So you won't cross. Okay.
I just would get in a chaperone.
That's your first thing.
Yeah.
Became a chick, really, in a chaperone.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I watch different shows.
Weed Week.
Yeah, that's true.
If you knew we had to leave.
I want to watch a movie that depresses me to the point that I'm a blubbering mess because the character I like, they died. I'm going to watch a movie about a dog. You know what happens to the dog? It dies. Watch a movie and pay money to see it, I want to be sad and uncontrollably cry for an hour. Yeah, that is a fantastic.
If we had to leave the house
time.
At 5, would you still be doing your makeup at 5:10?
Yeah. No, I'd be ready at 4:55.
No, you wouldn't because you changed sex.
I'm basing it on my wife. 4:55, I would say we have until 5. We still have 5. I know.
Right.
I'm just worried about and fill in the blank.
But you started at 3.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want everybody to come over for a charcuterie and steel magnolias.
I want to drink box wine.
Yeah. Yeah, be classy.
Would you try to conserve toilet paper?
It depends what's happening.
You're a woman. I've never seen that before. Like, I go, now, where did the roll go? Mm-hmm. I just replaced this thing.
Right.
That's amazing. I've only pooped in here once. Where did it go?
Front and back, Miles.
Random. Wouldn't be the woman's room. It'd be the ladies' room, Texter. The classy broads in here.
Yeah. The broads room. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Weed Week, gentlemen.
Hola.
Oh, but now we have a men's room rosé.
Okay, Mike.
Oh, it does come in a box.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories. Try to get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. Steve, who's our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
His name is Mason, or her name is Mason. Either way, hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola and aloha, naked ladies.
Hola. It's a woman with a deep voice.
Yes. Mason, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. Mason, your categories. We have the top green states in the United States. So the greenest. Now, this is based on environmental quality, air, water, soil, eco-friendly behaviors, green buildings per capita, alternative fuel vehicles per capita, certified organic farms, all the green things, right? Then we also have the least green states, which in my mind, these should be fairly easy to get as well.
Yeah. Right?
So, Mason, those are two categories. We also have a third. We have the best airlines in the United States. They did all the things as far as delays, your bags, cancellations, blah, 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 in-flight amenities. So we have the 10 best airlines or the greenest or not green states. So where do you want to go? On your guess is as good as mine.
I think we want to go with the airlines.
Airlines. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
By the way, they say airline ticket prices went up 8% last year. That outpaced inflation. Now, cost isn't all that matters when picking what company to fly with, though choosing the wrong airline has the potential to take even more from us. For instance, 10 animals died during air transportation in 2024.
Damn.
4 major U.S. airlines had at least 2 pet fatalities. While critical to consider, other factors that fly under the radar are on this list. So basically, these are the top 10 for in-flight comfort, delays, baggage mishaps, cancellations, on-time flights, and all the other. So you know how to play this game, Mason. Pick as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. So what is your first guess on the top airlines?
I have a quick question for D. Ted Smith. Did you have a blast at the Dead & Company shows at the Sphere or what?
It is unbelievable. I tell everybody, people ask me on Saturday, you got to go see that show down there, man.
And what airline did you fly to?
I took Delta.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
They actually love to fly, nice, and it shows.
Have you been, or are you going down there?
I'm actually a fish head, so I'm looking forward to the Climate Pledge shows next weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, fish in town this week?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Mason, what are you thinking here as far as the top 10 airlines?
Like both. Let's go Delta.
Delta's number 3.
All right.
Their overall score, 64.24 in the metric rating they came up with.
Out of 100?
I don't know.
Or do they not tell you what they...
I'm assuming so.
And you're third in your class with a 64.
I mean, the number one score is 69.
No.
Nice. To give you an idea. Okay? So Delta is correct, Mason. What's that?
My mom back on the islands, she works for Aloha Airlines, and they're defunct now. But I'm going to go with their rival, who's still operating, Hawaiian Airlines.
Hawaiian Airlines is number 7. They consistently do very well as far as the ratings goes. But, you know
what? You're going to Hawaii.
Thank you. It's a little bit biased, isn't it?
My God, they can put wings on a Greyhound. You're going to Hawaii. So no matter what, you're like, I love this airline.
Okay, Mason, you got number 7, Hawaiian, and number 3, Delta Airlines. These are the top 10 best airlines to fly.
Are they just go with our local carrier, Alaska.
Alaska's number 6 on the list. You're 3 for 3, Mason. No strikes against you.
Are they all bound here to the States, or do we maybe have some international airlines?
We do not. These are the best domestic airlines.
Oh, otherwise.
I'm not saying they don't fly to other countries. But, well,
there's no international carriers.
That's correct. You're not going to get an Emirates on here.
Turkish, all
Qatar
those.
Airways, British Airways.
Now, believe it or not, Mason, just a hint, a lot of the lower fare carriers, believe it or not, do very, very well. So the ones that are cheaper.
I would say Spirit, man. I've actually heard as many crazy stories as I hear with Spirit Airlines, like a bat is flying around the cabin. Other than the bat flying around the cabin during the flight, apparently it's decent. Your bags, you get there on time. They take off on time.
Oh, let's go Spirit.
Spirit Airlines is the number 1 best airline to fly in the United States, according to these metrics they use. In-flight amenities, they do very well. Baggage mishaps, they do very well. They don't lose your luggage.
Like, look,
they get you there on time.
I thought you couldn't even choke baggage.
I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe that's why they don't lose it.
Yeah, maybe that's why that works.
They're like, look, dude, if you can deal with bats, everything else about this flight will be fantastic.
All right, Mason, you got 4 out of the 10. No strikes. You're correct with Spirit Airlines at number 1, Delta number 3, Alaska in 6, and 7th place, Hawaiian Airlines.
All right, let's go United Air.
United Airlines number 8 on the list. That was the carrier I took to Africa from Newark. So the 16 hours was on United.
Same airline getting back to Seattle or different airline?
Same airline, but then I switched over and went to Alaska. And that's when things went.
Really?
Yeah.
Safer. I feel like if you're traveling overseas, for some reason, it's always United.
They are definitely an international carrier, for sure.
They also have Continental Airlines, right? Or they used
it used to be Continental.
It used to be Continental. It's been my experience. It's not everybody's, but I feel like every time I have something that's delayed or rerouted or something like that, it's United.
Really?
Yeah.
Mason, there's a couple, again, low-paying carriers on this list.
Like a Frontier or maybe JetBlue. I swear by JetBlue.
So we're going to go with Frontier.
Frontier's number 9.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
They have a score of 47.02%. They do very well on on-time flights.
Really?
Yes.
Everything else is going to suck about this, but you will get where you're going on time.
Especially well there. Okay. All right, Mason, 6 out of 10. Still no strikes against you, man. You're doing pretty well.
Someone has suggested American Eagle. They're regional, I believe.
I don't know if they're around.
Or are they just... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, don't guess that.
I mean, they might be a subsidiary of American.
Right.
All right. But, you know.
I mean, the people that fly Southwest are diehard fans of Southwest until the only issue that they had with it is when they started going away from the open seating and now doing assigned seating. That is literally the only issue that they've had with it.
Okay.
And, Mike, that's going to be my next guess for a budget airline, Southwest.
They come in 5th place.
Okay.
62.19%.
So far, the less money you pay for a flight, the better your overall experience. I'm hearing.
There are still two very cheap airlines on here.
All right, JetBlue.
JetBlue's number 4.
Again, the less money you pay for a flight, the better your overall experience.
Mm-hmm.
My experience. JetBlue, for some reason, to me, has the friendliest staff too.
Okay.
And then after they give you the initial stuff, they just have a refrigerator kind of in the middle of the plane. I'm like, you want a snack or a soda? Go get one.
Ooh, nice.
Well, right then, JetBlue. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but when I shop for a flight, the first thing I look at is the price. The next thing I look at is minimum layovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, you've got 7 out of the 10, Mason, and no strikes against you.
Who else are we missing? Let's go American Airlines.
American Airlines is number 10. Actually, you've got 9 of 10. I'm wrong.
One left.
Yeah. 9 of 10, dude. There's one airline left.
There's still...
You have no strikes.
It's got to be just the one that we have left.
This is a regional carrier. I will give you that. It is a regional carrier that only flies on the West Coast.
West Coast carrier.
I mean, they fly other places, but predominantly.
Man, I'm not sure. I feel like I know more football conferences than I do carriers.
Basically, just know this,
you
Mason.
Do.
Right? You have gotten all the major airlines correct. All right.
Okay.
So technically, 9 out of 10, you've already won the game. There is a regional airline.
Is there like a budget airlines or something like
it's
that?
It's not really budget. It's just more small. So think of it being like the pain field of airlines, you know?
Any hints?
Well, they're a West Coast carrier.
Is that reflected in the name?
Yes.
Is there a West Coast airline?
Right, WCA, maybe?
Mountain Air. West?
No, West Coast.
Yep.
Western Air?
You cannot pass.
Oh, it makes the planes. I like she's trying to help, but...
Yeah.
A couple people saying Horizon.
Is Horizon a...
Wait. Budget Air? Is that a carrier?
Yeah. Mason, you're never going to give it, so I'm going to give it to you. Attaboy. It's SkyWest Airlines.
SkyWest.
Oh, okay. They are the number two airline.
That is kind of tough, though, because aren't they... Like, is it SkyWest, Hawaiian? Aren't they all... both of those operated by Alaska now?
I believe they are.
I think so, yeah.
But they still go with the name. So they kept the name.
All right.
So, here you go. These are the top airlines, the best ones in the U.S. At 10, American Airlines, followed by Frontier at 9, 8 is United, 7, Hawaii, Alaska Airlines come in at 6, 5th is Southwest, JetBlue at 4, 3 is Delta, SkyWest 2, your number one favorite airline, Spirit Airlines.
Come on.
Who knew? Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Emmett, welcome to the show. And the random question. Emmett, are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay. Doctor, date, whatever, who is the last person that touched you down there?
that would have been my ex.
All right. How long ago was that?
Let's see here. It's April. It's been a couple months.
All right. So
you need to go to the doctor then.
Okay. That's what I was going to say.
get some touching
my
in,
my physical's due in August. I got a little time.
All right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, mine was a doctor, but it was last week.
You got touched last week by the doctor?
Yes.
Good looking man?
She is a woman.
Oh, right.
Good-looking woman.
No comment.
What about yes. TSA?
I get TSA every time.
All right.
And they go, you got a hot spot. And I go, I know. I was like, it's just my genitals, man. I'm running hot. And they always think, well, we got to patch it down. I'm like,
no,
you have to have this conversation.
You have hot testicles?
Yes. If I stand in the thing, it's always going to be a little red. And then they go, we got to check it. I go, I know, but it's just, I run hot.
You have unusually warm testicles.
Like my tits.
To the point that TSA.
I mean, seriously.
It shows up red. Yeah. I got hot peas.
What do they think you're smuggling down there?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like every time.
So I just start laughing. The guy's like, what? I go, underarms or genitals? And he goes, I got to pad down your waist. I said, I know. So they get real close, and it's like, and they're always like, and I just start laughing. Okay, sir, we go over there. Just do it right here. I know, the back of your hand. Just do it, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hurt.
Oh, I got a full body deal.
What?
I got a full body deal at the airport last time.
Really?
Yes.
Coming back from Africa?
Coming back.
Oh, okay.
Got the full. Yeah.
They check on the inside, make sure there's no diamonds?
No, but I mean, they checked everything. Everything. Lifted up everything.
Wait, you actually take off your clothes?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I got the full. I got to take them back in the back room.
What?
What airport is this?
Newark.
Newark. So,
I just got off a 16-hour flight.
Your genitals.
You think I'm kidding you?
And grab your man bag and pull it.
And they
to
didn't
the
say
side.
They didn't say my beans were running hot.
You running hot down their mouth.
He honestly said you were just randomly picked.
What's so, going on under the hood?
All right. You have to get completely naked.
Well, I did.
I mean, shoes and socks or whatever, and then they're moving stuff.
They
around.
They didn't spread and, cheeks or anything.
Right.
Like that.
Damn, man.
But it's the first time it's ever happened to me.
Wow.
I know. I didn't
know that was a thing.
At that point, I don't care. Like I'm just like I really don't care. They had. Something was up. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, it could have just been random. If they gave you a full one, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I didn't know they did full ones random.
Well, and I had that varicose vein forever, so that would kind of run hot as well. So in Seattle, they'd always be like...
Old Teddy Hot Veins over here.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
So it got to the point before I had surgery, it was big enough, they were like, that's a big, you know, yellow red spot. So you go in like the back room, I would just... Sorry, you don't have... Just here, I'll just take my pants down, there it is. And then when you fly back from D.C. or Baltimore, they'd be like, oh, man, I have to check that. I go, well, I got a varicose vein. This one brother goes, oh, you got a vein? All right, man, go ahead. Yeah. That's all he said. You got a vein? All right.
Cool.
Don't sweat it. All right.
We'll say
he's more prolific in the black community than the white community.
I guess so, man. Oh, he got the vein, brother.
You got big-ass vein.
Zigzaggy.
And his testicles is hot, man. All right, brother, carry on.
Why don't you wear looser fitting pants?
I was wearing shorts when I went to Vegas Files. They still stopped me for the hot beans.
They did. Can you see a picture of the hot beans?
Yes.
You can.
That's why I start laughing. Like, sir, we got it. Do you want it? You just do it here. I know.
It's back, the burrito. Is it burrito or just the beans?
I guess it's just the beans. I mean, the whole package.
All right.
You should ask him nicely.
Has anyone ever told you that before? Like you're running hot now?
I just know I run hot personally. Right.
But they
show up in there. The hot. I mean, yeah. they still show up among the other hot body. Like your testicles are on fire, brother.
If I was going to fake, I mean, I'm 44, so I don't have to fake being sick. But yeah, I would put the thermometer probably down there and get a little warm.
Oh, Jesus.
Ever had a weekend friend comment on the warm beans there?
No,
Ted, your testicles are so hot.
I mean, I will say,
literally,
it's like
a little hand warmer.
I've had plenty of girls, especially on a Friday or Saturday, if you've been out having some beverages, where it's like, "What are you doing in the living room?" Like, you were 1,000 degrees last night.
Oh, damn!
All right, sorry.
Hot beans.
We were sitting at that Stagecoach drinking beers, joking about it, and the bartender's like, "What do you mean you have hot bees?" Like, well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, I just run warm. She's like, "You're in shorts." I go, "I know."
You start walking in with like an ice pack on there before you walk through security,
or get like a doctor's note. So it's like, "Sir, medically,
hot beans.
My testicles are hot. I don't know why. It's just medically.
Let me give you this recipe
and
for hot
it's
beans.
It's the red dot right there.
Is it two dots or?" Is it one dot?
It's usually just one big red circle. It's well, unless I have it attached to my junk.
Right.
What kind of drugs would I be smuggling?
Please, we ask, who was the last person that touched you?
Is it gunpowder?
64-year-old licensed practical nurse is facing federal charges after she allegedly grabbed a flight attendant's genitalia.
Jesus.
While traveling from Vegas to North Dakota. Jody Lynn Sherry Berg. Boy, talk about four crazy names back to back. Arrested Tuesday on one count of interference with flight crew. The altercation apparently occurred in January aboard an Allegiant Air flight from Harry Reid International Airport to Grand Forks International Airport.
Let me touch your Harry Reid.
Sherry did knowingly interfere with the performance of the duties of a male flight attendant, identified in court filings as J.M., and when she assaulted J.M. by grabbing J.M.'s genitals. The attorney, a public defender assigned to represent Sherry Berg in her first court appearance, told the Independent she was not at liberty to speak to you about the case. She declined to provide details on what led up to the altercation, which is not laid out in the indictment. Now, an Allegiant Air spokesperson, they did not immediately respond for comment, but a fellow traveler captured cell phone video of Sherry Berg not once, but twice, grabbing the flight attendant's hot beans, according to the NBC Fargo News affiliate. Now, she was initially arrested upon landing at Grand Forks Police Department on one count of providing false information to law enforcement according to probable cause. At first, she gave them a fake name.
That's going to work on an airplane.
So she got herself in more trouble. Now, a search of her belongings turned up a Minnesota driver's license that revealed her true identity. The state charge was dropped on April 3rd when the still-sealed federal indictment was handed down. Now, following her arrest this week, she was released on personal recognizance bond and ordered to stay away from her alleged victim and any witness who may be called to testify. She faces 20 years in prison for grabbing this guy by the hot beans twice.
Damn. Ted, by the way, you're not alone.
All right.
The texture came in. It is not his testicles, but his penis. Says, when I was flying back from Hawaii, my penis set off the body scanner. I had to get a pat down. So do they tell you? I've gotten a pat down once. I didn't really ask. The guy just said I have to do more. And not like you. I don't have to drop anything. They're just kind of getting a little closer to your genitalia on the pat down. Do you mind if I do it? I said, well, I don't love it, but do what you got to do. I'm not hiding anything. Right? But that was it. Wasn't particularly intrusive. You know. And like you said, the back of the hand, which I understand why you guys do that. But honestly, looking at it is really weird. I'd almost feel better if you just did a palm, like the normal way people touch it. Instead of doing the back of the hand, I'm like, you're making it like a weird fetishy kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I've never been told why. It's only happened like twice. And all the time, I've been randomly picked, but not setting off the body scanner. And I don't know what was in my pocket. Maybe my penis was running.
Well, the body scanner is kind of easy. You can turn around and look at it.
I never do.
Oh, I don't know why. I do every time.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I had a couple weeks ago, I had a woman who, it was a busy bar. I can't remember if it was a basketball tournament going on, whatever the deal was. She was trying to get by me. I'm wearing shorts. Her knee completely, perfectly clipped me when she walked by.
Oh.
And I mean, I know she felt it because I could feel it go thump, thump. And I'm like, oh. And I kind of went down and she turned around. She's like, did I? And I'm like, yes. She's like, I was like, yes.
Yes.
I said, it's okay. She's like, I am so sorry. I was like, don't worry. It was a one in a million shot.
And you hit
I was sideways. Just boom. My God.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef is in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. That is disturbing. Took a second. All right. So, what do you gentlemen in here know about the McDonald's fish au filet?
I know that it was invented for Lent. Is that correct?
All right. So, I was a little off on that. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, so it's not that.
It's not that. Well, basically, here's the deal. Most people know nowadays, Catholics, you're not supposed to eat meat in Lent.
Mm-hmm.
But like when my parents grew up, you weren't allowed to eat meat any Friday.
Really?
It wasn't just
like or what? Like 5 weeks, whatever it is.
No. Like all year long.
Oh, really?
That's why in the Midwest you have they're famous for their fish fries on Fridays and this and that. That was
tuna casserole, probably.
Correct. That was a massive deal. Like, I mean, there was a long period where we barely, like, especially in Lent, but I mean, we barely ate meat on Fridays.
Really?
Yeah.
Want to order a pizza? No.
No, not that day.
No. No pepperoni, man. So,
yeah. Oh, sausage. You're right. But like I was telling my buddy the other day, like when Maryland made that run to the national title game, the first couple rounds they played on Friday nights. Me and my cousin Tom would get off work. We'd go to my dad's house. We'd order two large pizzas.
All right.
Cheese.
Yeah. Right. All right. Hey, man.
The fish filet was originally invented in 65. So basically this guy, he owned a franchise, Lou Gronin. It's 1962. So he realized his Catholics were not coming in. So he's like, I got to make a menu item that will sell on Fridays. He comes with the fish filet, takes it to Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc's like, I don't know, man. They were going to start with fried halibut. They launch it as basically Kroc's like, let's see. They agree. The fish filet sold enough the first Friday they put it on a national menu that they were like, oh, we got to keep this.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And there is a weird group of people, which I'm included in, that like the fish filet.
Sure. Right? It's one of the only fish sandwiches that I know of that, or at least they started out where they added cheese.
Correct.
People always died for cheese on their fish.
I can't think of any other fish.
I cannot think of any other combination.
With cheese.
Right.
Tuna melts.
Okay,
there's
right, one. Strong.
There's two.
Yep. 1913, McDonald's switched from cod to Alaskan pollock.
All right.
Basically,
I prefer Sydney pollock.
It tastes pretty much the same. They're both white fish with a mild flavor. And then, as always, the slice of cheese and the tartar sauce. Mm-hmm. These are nine exciting facts about the fish fillet. So originally, they were going to put a different non-meat item on the menu. So I know we think this is all brand new stuff. People don't eat meat. But a lot of people haven't been eating meat for years. But originally, they were going to have the hula burger, right? So like chicken nuggets weren't originally supposed to have any part of chicken in it. It was just supposed to be fake chicken nuggets. So originally, they had the hula burger, which was grilled pineapple.
All right.
A slice of cheese on that bun. But then after the fish fillet took off, Ray Kroc said...
They went with the McGetto.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. Pineapple.
Weed week.
God.
What's McDonald's, man? They got to put that slice of American cheese.
I get it. If I was eating that, I'd be crying. Like, what happened?
There's nothing left on my fridge.
What happened in my life? Could you eat chicken?
On Fridays?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's meat, dude.
All right, well, so is fish.
Well,
yeah, but seafood, it's always
technically, if you look at the bio, it's probably no hoofed animal or something like, you know, like
no snakehead fish for you, friend.
Then chicken, then. I'd say, give me chicken.
Well, chicken still counts as meat, though.
They got feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no, it's got no feet. It's no meat. Footed animal.
Feet means meat.
Yeah.
Feet does mean meat.
Okay. I'm following.
The Alaskan pollock in the fish fillet, surprisingly fresh. One of McDonald's
former... They'll hit on you all the time. Hey there, before you eat me.
One of their former chefs said, basically he's like, it's caught. They quickly filleted, flash frozen, and froze it on the vessel. It's also whole muscle, not protein that's been chopped up and formed like nuggets.
All right.
Or gefilte fish.
I have no idea what gefilte fish is.
It's just pieces of crap in a fish. Jar.
Get your gefilte fish out of my face.
When you eat a fish fillet, do you notice the bun's a little different than your average cheeseburger?
I do.
You know why?
Because it's different?
Because they steam it.
I wonder if you could get your bun steamed on a hamburger.
Yes, you can, brother.
I mean, I bet if you ask, they do it for you.
Can you steam those buns, baby?
Ask it exactly like that.
I'm just picturing.
I know you do it for the fish.
Miles is one of the few people I know that really likes fast food, like for lunch. So I'm just imagining you at 10:30. Cheeseburger, but can you steam my bun?
Please. Do it slowly.
Mm-hmm. But that's the big difference. And it is, too. Because usually you're like, oh, this is softer and better.
Every time.
So why don't they do it for their hamburgers?
Probably takes too long.
No.
Let's see. Canadians briefly could buy the McDonald's tartar sauce by the bottle.
Lucky Canadians.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
They got it by the bottle.
Isn't tartar sauce just basically mayonnaise and relish?
Pretty much.
I mean, you got to add some spices to it.
A little bit of dill.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Fish fillet, one of the healthier menu items. It's only got 380 calories. So, like, as far as, you know, a quarter pound of cheese has 520.
Okay.
So, you can just get the fish fillet. And then the last one on here is just a big myth. Everybody's like, I'm telling you, man, the fish fillet has gotten smaller. No, we've gotten bigger. All right? Fish fillet size has not changed.
Your hands got bigger.
Right. It's the same damn fish fillet you've been eating forever. So, just come on. Let's just stop it with the nonsense out there.
Yeah.
And in Japan... They have other fish offerings. You can get like a shrimp patty.
Damn. All right.
Now, you've been good all Lent. You've been eating your fish on Fridays. You gave up something. But Sunday's the day. Easter candy day. People are hating on it. So let's talk about the good stuff. These are the most popular Easter candies. Peeps missed the top 10 nationally, but they're popular in some areas around the country. In Boston, Philadelphia, and D.C.
I just want to put Peeps into perspective, all right? Because I do not like Peeps. Easter is the Peeps time. Can't make the top 10 during the one time that Peeps make sense. Mm-hmm. That's how bad they are.
Could you do that with a s'more?
A peep s'more? Yeah, you could. It wouldn't be good, but yeah, you could.
I mean, could you roast a peep?
Well, it'd be a little evil lighting that little peep
on
fire.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you got this stick with a bird on it, man.
Just got a little bit of extra sugar on it.
I'll tell you what's good, clean fun. You ever put one in the microwave?
That's good, clean fun. Because, I could do that to a real bird.
How about the...
They get massive.
Oh, yeah. How about the Cadbury cream egg? Does that make the list?
All right. So out of the top 10, the Cadbury cream egg, it does. At number 5.
Number 5. Okay.
I know, Miles, you hate them. I do not care for them. But people that like them love them.
The chocolate bunny, I feel like, is a staple at Easter.
Let's see.
That's my nickname.
One particular brand, the Lindt Milk Chocolate Bunnies.
There it is.
Okay. How about, jelly beans?
Jelly beans.
Oh, yeah.
So... the Starburst jelly beans that somebody who's smart brought up the other day. They make the list, not regular ass trash jelly beans. Let's see what else is on the list here.
Damn, man. There's going to be a lot of upset kids listening to Ted. They're going to get jelly beans on Easter and be like, these are the trash jelly
beans.
These
suck, man.
Ted on the radio said so. These aren't Starburst.
You demand Starburst jelly beans.
All right.
You heard your parents and the Easter Bunny.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
What other candies?
Hershey's milk chocolate candy eggs.
Does Reese's make something? Like a peanut butter egg?
Yeah, they're topless. Kinder chocolate eggs with the toy inside.
I think
here in the States, you don't get the toy inside because we don't trust ourselves not to choke on them.
Well, what do you drink like first? Cake?
Like the king cake.
And that's also why we don't get them out here, because it's the toy's the only reason. Kinder's fine.
Stop eating the toys.
Yeah. Oh, the Kinder chocolates, I think, are great. All right. Sour Patch Kids make the list at number 6.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can get those in eggs, different shapes and stuff. Cadbury cream eggs for number 5. Hershey's milk chocolate, just in general.
Yep.
And then here, this is this time of year, too. This is when you buy that bag of miniatures.
Yeah,
with the Mr. Good Bar, the Crackle, the Special Dark,
Crunchy. My other nickname.
Special Dark.
Chocolate Bunny and Special Dark.
Yeah. Special Dark.
Special Dark,
I don't know you want to go by that, dude.
Now that I keep saying it out loud, I'm like, no, I don't want
What if you went by, like, White Chocolate?
White
Chocolate. Just to mess with people.
Surprise.
What's your nickname? White Chocolate.
Which part of him's white? Hershey's Milk Chocolate. Cadbury Chocolate Mini Eggs. I think that's the premier candy when you get around Easter. Those mini eggs are delicious. Skin. Keep your cream egg for yourself.
And you got cream egg, baby.
And then the top two, you know what it's going to.
Hershey's egg.
Or Reese's peanut butter cups. And number one, Reese's peanut butter eggs.
All day.
Boom.
Some other ones that missed it. I told you, Reese's is number one. What do you think's number one in San Francisco?
Hershey.
They're fancy. Justin's. Peanut butter cups.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Only go for Justin's.
And then also they say basically zero jelly beans are a basically just like a the day before Easter is when everybody buys them.
Okay.
And it tastes like
you wouldn't eat them fresh.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Fresh jelly beans.
Have fun dyeing your potatoes.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Chef of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Pepper on it.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy.
Working.
Okay, Justin, Men's Room poll. You have one. Are you taking B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
Flatulence.
Flatulence it is.
You know, God, that one is just so wet.
It's gross. So
that is an elephant fart.
Yeah, that's one of those ones you got to go back and just take an extra wipe.
For sure.
Hang on, I got to.
That was my freaking 2-year-old yesterday.
Man, oh man, selling the idea of children to millions.
Yep.
All right. Here is your question. Who wrote the book Moby Dick?
Charles Dickens.
Herman Melville.
Right? Yeah, it was Herman Melville.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens wrote Moby Dick. It's where your brain is, man.
Come on, man.
All right. Your question, a plectrum is the alternative name for what musical instrument tool? A plectrum. I put my plectrum.
Oh, let's see here.
Musical
harp?
A pick.
A pick. Guitar pick.
It's right there in the word, boys. Plectrum. He's already kind of plicking it.
I put my plectrum in her palouse, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Quite I quickly go,
Oh, yeah. Get your picture or what I'm picturing.
Yeah. I'll we'll sign that pic for it later.
A plectrum in the palouse. Sounds like buckwheat. I put my plectrum in the palouse.
Oh, dang.
Then we had a baby. Oh, all right. Your question, which former president was the CIA's...
We got the captain here?
I don't know.
Which former president?
Ahoy. It's like Jeopardy at the guest celebrity host for a clue.
No.
Which former president was the CIA director from 1976 to 1977.
We were just talking about
Yeah, we were.
We were. We were just talking about this dude.
Oh, Reagan?
No. George Bush.
George Bush.
H.W.
Question for when it doesn't eat broccoli.
All right. How many people died as a result of the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980? I can give you an easy clue if you need it. More than that.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the clue? I broke up for a second there.
All right, so the question is, how many people died as a result of the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980? Would you like a clue?
Sure, why not?
Heinz.
Oh, okay. That's gross.
It's a good hint.
I'm not connecting the dots on that.
That's such a bad way to remember.
Oh, man. Heinz commemorates.
Well, it's better than using that A1 technology.
Just ignore that it looks like blood.
Oh, my God.
It's a steak sauce, Justin.
Oh Heinz.
4-8. What?
It's a steak sauce. The number.
Yeah, A1.
No, A1. Not the Jesus. A1. The
Heights 57.
57. What are you, the Secretary of Education?
Probably. Yeah.
Heinz 57 commemorates.
We commemorate.
The 1981.
When's the last time we used Heinz 57 for steak sauce?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's what it's for, but...
I put it on a hamburger.
Heinz, there's recipes that call for it, but I can't ever be like, excuse me, you got a Heinz 57?
You got it in a 57
back
there?
Because they don't.
Right. You know I put that on my steak, and then I have a Fig Newton. No.
Well done, please. Right. I don't like it too squishy.
Actually, it might be made from the same thing.
What's that?
Figs.
Figs.
Oh, yeah, probably. That explains it.
Mm-hmm. That's fig sauce.
All right, here's your question. What Star Trek actor is responsible for the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins?
Oh, man.
What?
I just remember that as a kid. We just laughed so much, that song.
Is this guy known for singing?
No.
Okay.
That would not be his forte, I don't believe.
I'm just saying, there was a Star Trek actor that did a lot of singing that not a whole lot of people...
That was more...
No, not him. Not
wasn't good
spoken, spoken word.
Yeah, he's definitely more of a spoken word tip.
Will Wheaton.
Not Will Wheaton. Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
Just right. Like you picture it.
Justin, question number 6.
This is the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
All right, the question. What is the state capital of Vermont?
Ooh, Miles.
You might as well spin that freaking wheel. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Montpelier.
Montpelier.
Question 7.
Question 7, what is the capital of Michigan?
Man, I wish I paid attention in elementary school. I gotta spin it again, man.
Is that Grand Rapids?
Nope.
Lansing?
Ann Arbor.
Lansing.
Yeah. Good work.
This is question number 8, Justin. Congratulations. You've tied our biggest dummy, James.
Let's go, Justin.
Oh, fantastic. This is my best day ever.
Glad to feel that way. All right, here's your question. How long do rodeo bull and bronco riders have to stay on their mounts?
Is that
10
seconds?
Oh. 8 seconds. You are now officially the biggest dummy, Justin.
Hang on, dummy.
And that means you're done, brother. You're not going to ask any more. You made it. Nice work.
Congratulations, James. Yeah, you have gone down.
Yeah. Down goes James.
Justin steps in with
his big dumb fist.
James had a hell of a run there, though.
He did, man.
He was our biggest dummy for most of the year.
What a time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
And we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast Ms. Jeannie Gannon, or rather, the boyfriend of one Jeannie Gannon. Actually, sorry, it's Joanne Gannon. All right. Now, we're toasting him for a very simple prank that he pulled, but it's the kind of prank that I truly appreciate. This is easy, and guys, if you're in a relationship, you can do this. It says, I was standing in line at McDonald's. This is from Joanne, and she wanted to share this with people. I was standing in line at McDonald's, and just as I got to the counter, my boyfriend kissed me. And then he loudly said, you're the best sister ever, and walked away. The girl at McDonald's looked at me in disgust, and I've never wanted to die so much in my life.
Oh, my God.
I love that move. You're the best sister ever. And he just rolled out. So we pour this booze.
You know the urinal one?
No.
I can't use the word, but we'll just say it rhymes with rock.
Okay.
So you just go, nice rock.
No.
Like, he's got to be a big, busy urinal.
Yeah. And you got to be done.
Hey, man.
Anyone right. ever told you?
Nice one, Brent.
Right. If you really want to slam it home, make sure they're in a stall and peek over the top. Hey, man.
Zany.
Nice.
You more like your buddy's next to you. It's busy. It's like truck stop. Like, I did it to my brother.
Dumbest thing I've seen was at a bar. It's like six of us, and we're getting ready to leave. So it's one girl's boyfriend. He says, hey, man, before we go, let me go to the bathroom. I was like, cool. 15 seconds later, her phone dings. Send her a D-pic.
She's just like, oh, Jesus yeah. Christ.
Yeah. 10 feet away. Walked out of the bathroom with a big grin like, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, girl. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.